Usually it says this meeting is being recorded when I do that, and it's not doing that. That's interesting. Anyway, I know I can hear you guys because I've heard you. Welcome to our vital Q&A call for the month of July 30th today, 2020. And this is our first one on Zoom. Up until now, we've been doing them on Instant Teleseminar where we can't see each other. So now we've switched it to Zoom. We'll see how many folks show up. I like it this way because that way I get a better feel. Even if you don't turn your cameras on, I know who's here. Whereas in Instant Teleseminar, there's no way to know. So I really like this. And I like connecting and I like asking and answering questions face to face. So we did have an RSVP form. I saw that they added, my team added. I'm excited about that. And I see the RSVP form that Rose said she was coming. So we'll look for Rose. Catherine Patton and has some questions. So we'll wait for her to get here before we address them. And if she doesn't, then I'll do those. And somebody else, Marcy, says I'm here. So how can I support you guys? Do you have questions, comments, things you want to share? Anything at all? Food-wise, supplement-wise, health-wise? Yeah, Marianne. Let's unmute you. You should be able to unmute yourself.
Yeah, okay. I'm unmuted.
Yep. Good.
My question was, after the weekend, I wondered if, at one time it was mentioned that instead of taking the whole program ERC, you could sign up, you could possibly get one module. I'm interested in the genetics module.
It's not available. No. It's not. It's the genetics is only available to the people in the program because it just takes a lot of work, and it includes the retreat day where we go through the genetics. Mm-hmm. And it's not available, unfortunately. The other programs that are included, so the other programs included in ERC are CAFE, and which is adrenals, the thyroid, the gut, the blood sugar, green cleanse, and then there's extra modules, you know, for second year, third year, et cetera. So there's a lot of modules and a lot of content in there, but no, we don't break it up. That would be, we'd have to charge a lot for that in order to do that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have signed up for a lot of those that you mentioned, and I'm just finding it difficult to keep up with everything. I just can't. I think a lot of information overlaps.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our activities overlap.
Yes.
So I'm in the stay in the sweet spot right now. That's keeping me busy.
Yep.
And
that ends at the end of August, and ERC starts at the beginning of September.
Yeah.
So we'll give you credit for things you've taken before. So we can take off. We have coupons we can take off from the full price of the ERC. The point of ERC is that we get to know a small group of people. It's not just throwing you, you know, I mean, it's great to have all the information, but it's not self-study that way. It's more, we're helping you to actually do the implementation and prioritizing it for you so you don't have that feeling of overwhelm.
Yeah, because I find I love what I'm learning, and I love taking all these different thing, even if I can't keep up the different modules, but it is self-learning, and keeping things in, organized, in an organized fashion and progressing, plus just doing some of the things, getting my day started a certain way, going to bed a certain way,
yep,
and all the in-between, it takes up a lot of time.
Oh, it does, right? Taking care of yourself is yeah, right. That's why this is what life used to be back in the day before modernization, right? And yeah. So we think we've come a long way and that we've made it convenient. You can go to the restaurant and you can go get fast food. And you can do all these things, but look at the toll it's taking on our health, right? Back in the day when, before all that stuff, people were working manual labor and burning off all their calories and eating, you know, two or three times a day at most, there was, the obesity problem wasn't there. The heart disease problem wasn't there. Yeah, they died from you know, animals eating them and getting shot by predator, you know, other people on their property. But so we, what I'm looking to do is how do we take the loveliness of modern society and use it to help us to make it easier. Mm-hmm. And that's why I decided to do this ERC program about it. Oh man, I think this is our 8th or 9th year of it. And I wanted to just take a small group of people through the step-by-step. And it's phenomenal, you know?
I can see where it would take a lot of time, because if you are guiding and digging deep into everyone's issues and trying to prioritize, you know, with labs and all that has to be done, that's a lot of effort on your part.
And we actually have, it's not just me, I couldn't do it all myself. I did it all myself the first year. And I realized, oh my God, it's a full-time job. So we actually have 7 times 2 is 14, 15 other coaches besides me that mm-hmm. guide you. So you're assigned and there's only 50 people at most, you know, usually between 40 and 50, we cap it. But you get assigned a private coach that meets with you one-on-one, does the complete history, knows how to guide you, different amounts of time with the coach based on the level you join at. But then you have a group, a coach group, which is 2 coaches for like 5 people. So it's a really good ratio. And then they meet with you once a month for like 90 minutes to help you to put a plan in place and to actually help you with follow through and help you with prioritizing and all that. And then there's a lot of time with me, like one on calls like this, but mm-hmm. there's also like retreat days where we'll go, okay, I'm going to go through everybody's labs today. And we divide it into actually 2 days, and you same with nutrigenomics. So you get to learn about it, but we also guide you through it. So that's why it would be too hard to break it up.
But it sounds like I should make an appointment with a coach to talk.
Absolutely. And in fact, tomorrow I'm going to be on, tomorrow and Saturday, I've scheduled some time. So if you want to get on with me, you can do that as well. Or you can just get on with like Annette, but I'm going to actually be doing them tomorrow and Saturday. So I scheduled a Zoom time where I'm going to talk, you know, general and answer questions that are general for everybody. And then I'm going to go in and take people into groups, into small groups.
How would I connect with
you? Let me get you the link for signing up. And it's tomorrow, I think at 2, and then Saturday at 1. Okay, so I gave her the link. Let me make sure this is the right one. I have so many things in my, I'm trying to find the link. It was right here. Okay, so is this yesterday? Right, yeah. I know where to look for it if I can't find it. I thought I would find it quickly here, but I'm not. So I will. Yeah, I know how to find it. I'll go back in. I thought I'd find it quicker by just going back through my chat with someone that I gave it to, but it's not showing up real easily. So I will go to my appointment core and then I'll give you the link. And we can talk about it. And Scott's going to be there because he helps to work out, like if there's a financial plan, you know, oh, I don't want to do the year 12 payments, but can I do like 6 payments and get, you know, whatever. He can do all that. ERC strategy session, copy link to clipboard. I'm going to make sure this is the right one. That was much quicker than the other way.
Are labs included in that price?
Well, it depends on which level. Yeah. So for the silver level, the labs themselves aren't included, but their interpretation and the report, computerized report is at silver. At gold and gold plus, at gold there's a 2 labs included, the blood spot, fatty acid, and the Dutch test. So it's like 5, between $500 and $600 worth of tests that we include. And then at the Gold Plus, there's those plus the stool test for gut, and then the organic acid test. So yeah, it depends. We did have a special for full pay that we can talk to you about. I mean, it technically it ended on Sunday, but if you talk to me directly, I can pull some strings and get you some extra. So at the gold level, we also had a comprehensive lab and thyroid panel. So we can talk about it specifically and make that work. Let's see, chat. I'm going to put it right here in the chat and then just click it whether you want tomorrow's or Saturday's. And I'm just, it'll be just be a handful of people. I'll explain and then I'll have somebody there to.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I'd love to support you because I think, you know, I know you're dedicated, but it gets to the point where, and then we'll bring on Scott, because if you've done a lot of our programs already that are included, we can do special for you.
Okay.
Depending on the level. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Boy, there's nobody that said they were coming is showing up. I know it worked because you guys got here. So it's our first time doing it on Zoom. Marcy, did you have anything? I think I'm going to go to the ones that were typed in and I'll just talk about them. Usually I do that at the beginning anyway. So RSVP. Okay, that was Rose. Okay, so Catherine Patton, if you're listening on this, you know, the next step one, if you're listening to this on the replay, I have done a few programs and need to prioritize this again, vital, I guess. I've seen quite a few talks and forms, but need to clarify what I need to do to be certified as IRSPT. That would be a question for an IRSPT or an INE call. And I don't know how much you've done so far. So if you come on a live call, I'm happy to talk to you about that. I'm going to learn more about Vital and Sweet Spot, so I could recommend those. Yep. These are questions that would be great to have a conversation with you. I did get my glucose meter, took many readings and started some supplements, but need to do more tracking. So I'm finding my way through your offerings and my own life and challenges. I'm also saying yes to success with Deb Hahnemann and David Adelson, weekly support to focus on what we wanted to stay and enjoy. Okay. The rest of this, I think, would be great for us to just have a conversation. So Catherine, come to whatever the next call, and hopefully you'll come later on today. Anything from you, Marcy? Anything else, Marianne, about specific stuff that's going on with your stay in the sweet spot or challenges you might be having? Welcome to ask them here.
Well, I am having challenges with trying to get in the exercise and drinking enough water through the day.
Okay. So what, tell me about the challenge. Is it that you have so many other things to do, or you forget, or what?
Basically, I forget.
Okay.
Trying to keep myself, you know, I don't carry a list around. I don't put on my phone, I don't put any
reminders.
So it's
where do you spend most of your day? Tell me where you spend it. Tell me a little bit about your day so I can help you too. I'm going to show you.
I'm retired, so I'm in front of the computer a lot. Okay. And I'm trying, you know, oftentimes I go into the kitchen trying to create some of the things that, you know, are in the menus. But I, the one breakthrough I have made is the green drinks.
Hey.
I never thought I would do that. And I tried it and I liked it. And I'm experimenting, trying to put different things in to find what I prefer.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm really excited about that because that's new to me, very new.
That's awesome. I think that's an awesome one. In terms of water, see this? This is 64 mm-hmm. ounces of water. This is for me what I need. If I've run and I'm coming back dripping sweat, I do an extra one. But I keep this in front of me on my desk. And when this goes empty, I fill it up, right? And the goal is to empty this by the end of the day. So if you calculate half your body weight in fluid ounces of water and then measure it out and put it in, you know, containers, mm-hmm. you can keep like one in the kitchen on the counter and one in your office by your computer and you keep a glass that you're going to drink it from. I like to drink from mason glasses with the straw. Mm-hmm. And then I do that throughout the day. And then when that's empty, I fill it from here. And I know that I need to finish the whole thing. So this is a full one and this is a partial one. I mean, I'll drink the rest of this whole thing probably today because I did some heavy exercise this morning and sweated away a lot of my liquid. So I would calculate that and then just keep them in whatever it takes to keep it in containers and then go at the end of the, towards the end of the day, not quite at the end of the day, because you might be up all night peeing, but around dinner time, go around and go, how did I do today? So if you've measured out all your water and you look and you go, whoa. So somewhere like probably late afternoon would be a good time to just go walk around and say, how did I do? And then start to figure out how to do it. But I think seeing it, you know, having it in front of you,
yeah,
and then remembering to refill it, it makes a huge difference for me. I got dehydrated as I ran out and I didn't fill it up. And I was on calls and I didn't have time to go fill it, you know, and I didn't do it in the morning. And I was like, why am I so like, well, my throat is so dry. I was dehydrated. I didn't drink enough water. Right. So I didn't have that little reminder. So we're creatures of habit, and habits, you know, take a while, right? 3-4 weeks of doing that and it'll be a no-brainer. Right.
I never thought that I would want to do that, but I think maybe that's what I need to do, is to have that giant container,
yep,
or even a couple, you know, several. A
couple of smaller ones, right.
Yeah. But have them there, sitting out filled.
To have them out filled and fill them up at the beginning of the day. The same thing with some of these other habits. You mentioned the phone, but the phone is a great way. Exercise, right? What keeps you from exercising?
I don't know, probably laziness. Well, I can't do extreme exercises, knees, legs, that kind of thing. But I found it interesting, I think it was on a call with Annette, where she said that the muscles in your legs will, you know, when your blood sugar is high, it's good to exercise the muscles in your legs, because I have to go back and listen to it. Maybe you can explain it to me. They take up the insulin faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big muscles will tend to, and when you exercise them, they'll suck the glucose. They become more sensitive to insulin, and they'll suck the glucose out of the blood more quickly.
So you can get your insulin down faster by using your leg muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I have an exercise bike here. I could hop on that exercise bike.
Yep. And you know, the bursting, start with the bursting, because just 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And what the studies show is if you do the 30-second, the bursts, and you spread them apart by 4 hours, it's going to help your growth hormone, which helps with fat burning. So what I recommend is, you know, because there's not enough hours in the day to do 8 bursts and separate them by 4 hours, that's a 32-hour day. And we do sleep part of it, and we don't have 32 hours. We only have 24. But what you can do is you can do a burst. So you can get up, do something on your exercise bike, come back and do some work. And then, you know, a couple minutes later, get on it again. Or you can, if it's an exercise bike, you can get on it and you can do a nice mild, you know, just, and then for 30 seconds, pump really hard,
mm-hmm,
and then go back to nice and light. And then for 30 seconds, really hard. So if you do 2 to 3 bursts mixed, mm-hmm, with the lighter exercise, really what's that going to be, like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
7 minutes at the most of exercise, and then you do it again 4 hours later, it's going to give you more benefit than doing a full half hour at a time.
How about I have a rebounder too, which I like.
Rebounder is not going to be good for burst, but it's awesome for moving lymph. So it's really hard to, mm-hmm, go hard enough on a rebounder to get the burst type stuff, but yeah, it's awesome because it helps move the lymph. And if you have any inflammation, it just keeps it going. But yeah, and if you have the bike next to, you know, near the rebounder, you can get on the bike and do your 30-second burst. You can jump on the rebounder for a few minutes and then go back and do the burst again.
I'm going to show you my, I have an exercise set up here.
Holy cow, look at you. Okay, no excuses, girl.
Yeah, I'm in Florida. We have a lake behind the house.
Oh,
I have
Lordy,
a founder here. My exercise bike is over here.
And then you even have the ability to do strength training.
Yes. What I you could, need but is, I just don't know how to do
this. What you need is an appointment with Maria Horseman for a one-on-one where she's going to take you. She's going to show her exactly, get on Zoom with her. I exercise with her once a week, so she really pushes me. And I have set up, like, not quite as elaborate as yours, but I have a setup in my living room. And she takes me through it.
I have to be treated a little more gently.
No. She knows how to do it, right? That's her thing. She will ask you lots of questions about your limitations. And then she's going to help you design a program. And with your equipment, go through and say, okay, do this. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, you can't do that with your shoulder. We're going to do this instead.
Okay. Yeah, when you say she pushes you, I have been in exercise classes.
Yeah, she pushes me because that's what I need and that's what I want, right? And I don't have physical limitations. So she can. And when I injured myself, she helped. You know, when I injured my hamstring once, she would modify the exercise. When I sprained my ankle once, she said, no, you're not going to stop exercising. We're just going to modify your routine. And so she helped me modify it. So, yeah, if you need her, BFABBU is her site. And let me see if I can find her number. She's really good at customizing it. Don't let her gruff kind of personality. She's not gruff at all. She's got a heart of gold. BFABBU, I think it is. BFABBU.
What's her name?
Maria Horseman.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll give you this link here. It's on her website, but she has all kinds of ways you can try it out. But I think for you having, like, you know, two or three sessions of one-on-one with her where she gets to know your body, she knows your equipment, and she helps you to design, go through a routine, modifies that, and then helps you to be able to say, okay, now on, you know, the alternate day, 2 days a week, whatever.
I have equipment, but it's a very old, so it's not the up-to-date equipment.
Doesn't matter.
It should be fine. Yeah.
It hasn't, things haven't changed that much. Your body still has the same muscles, the same bones, and still needs the same stuff. So okay. Looks like Sorash. How do you say your name? Soraya? Soraya is connecting with audio, and then Mary just joined us. Okay. All right. So thank you. So check out Maria. Click my link and get on my calendar. We'll talk about it. And Goal Plus, we actually include three sessions with Maria, but we only have one seat left.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. Love to talk to you. All right. Mary. Hi, Mary. So we are on our vital call for our very first vital call using Zoom. Usually we do instant teleseminars, so I get to see who's here. And it looks like Soraya. I don't know how to say her name. Soraya. No, I don't know. I'll ask her how, but she's trying to connect with audio. Mary, you always have lots of questions, so go at it. What questions do you have?
Oh, you know me so well. Hold on a second. I didn't realize I was going to be on the spot so soon. Let me just grab my list of questions here.
Yeah, as usual, this time of year, every call I do has less people than usual. It just is like everybody's like playing hooky for summer or I don't know what, but yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, the kids are out too, so.
That's right, people that are usually have their kids in school, but that's been happening since
January. Right, well, that's been happening all year. Yeah, which is true.
Yeah.
All right, so while I find my list, I do have one question off my head. So I finally am getting my Freestyle Libre continuous monitor, finally.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yeah, it took a while just because of this whole virus thing and whatnot. So I ordered it from Edwards. Now, my question was because I noticed that you wear it on your arm. And is there anywhere else that I can wear? Can I wear it? Do I have to wear it where it's so exposed on my arm? Can I wear it like under my arm? Not right under my arm, but
There are others, and the instructions will say, like, where else you can wear it. And Annette's a good person to ask, too, if she has any other ideas. The reason for this is, I guess it's locale. They have you do the back of your arm.
Okay.
And, you know, the back of your arm. And I switch them one side to the other. So, yeah, you'd have to really look at their literature that comes with it to see if they have other suggestions. I think some people actually wear them on their bellies.
That was my thought, too. I thought that one might be a good choice.
Because, like, not in the area where the fat is, but more on the side of the belly where you have, well, you don't have fat, so it doesn't matter.
Why? What's the fat have to do with it? I mean, sir, would that affect the reading somehow?
Well, you want it to be near blood, near circulation. That's the reason it's here, because there's a lot of blood vessels that go down the arm.
Okay, that makes sense. I get that. Yeah. Okay.
But it's not, I mean, they're not having you put it on your forearm. I wonder if that would work near the thin areas. That's really on the muscle. It's right on the back of my arm, you know?
Well, I would rather put it maybe on the inside of my arm, because sometimes I go outside and I sunbathe and I don't want like a patch.
Oh yeah. I have a little round circle from where I took mine off before. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So I think you might be able to do it on the inside.
Okay.
Yeah. Worth looking into. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I did ask you that question before. Okay. So I know in the beginning of this virus thing that you said, do not, you yourself refrain from doing long fasts, the 5-day regular monthly fasts. Have you started them up again? And is it advisable to start them up again?
I started it up. I've done one. I did one in January before this whole thing started. And then I did one in, I think, May, 5 days. And I'm going to start another one on Friday.
Okay, that's good. So I'm okay to start it again without having to worry, because I figured.
You know, I think if you're heavily exposed, if you were back in school in the classroom, I would say go easy. But I found that, you know, there's a lot of research either way that talks about it. It's really allowing the nutrition, like the zinc and the D and all that kind of stuff, to go down too much. But I don't see it as a problem. At least it hasn't been for me.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
And I do have another question, but I'm going to have to read it because it sounds like pretty long when I typed it out. So if you want to go to someone else and come back, I can do that. Okay.
Well, let's see if Sori is still having trouble coming on. Jay just came on. Leah just came on. Denise just came on. Good. So if you guys have questions, Mary has more, but if you guys have specific questions, hi, Denise. I was just telling them, you know, this is exciting because it's the first Vital Call where we actually get to see who's here. So, yeah. Do you guys have questions? Leah, you always have questions. Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
You and Mary, I can always count on for questions.
First of all, Dr. Rita Marie, I've got to say thank you. Everything that I've learned from you has got me to this point, but I'm struggling. Okay. And I just wanted to know if you can answer a few questions. So
yeah,
at my age, would you actually expect anyone to overproduce HCL?
Overproduce, like, it's rare. I mean, it certainly can happen. You know, the Heidelberg test you can do, I don't know how many doctors actually do it, where you swallow the transducer and then they measure. No. But yeah, I mean, it's, anything's possible, right? I always say that everything's possible. It's improbable, but you certainly is possible.
The only reason I say that is because when I've done the assessments that you have offered, it does say that I do overproduce, but I don't know if that's just because of the gastritis.
Well, that's the thing. Yes, exactly. So whenever somebody has symptoms of, a lot of times people have symptoms of both underproducing and overproducing.
Yeah.
And when that happens, it's usually, that tells me that the lining is irritated and there's some gastritis, because you're having symptoms like acid foods cause your body to, like, yeah, if you have low stomach acid, usually like vinegar is not going to aggravate you. It could, but if you have low stomach acid with a gastritis where there's a disruption in the membrane, absolutely it can.
Can you bear with me 1 second? I just need to go get some tissues, otherwise I'll be sitting here sniffing. So can I come back to you?
Come back, yes, we'll come back. Who else has questions? I'm looking to see. Oh, wow. Did something say that this started at 1:30? Because a whole bunch of you are coming in at 1:30 or whatever, 1:30, which is 2:30 East, or it said 2:30 versus 8 o'clock. Interesting. It did. No wonder Marianne and Marcy and I were the only ones for a long time. And now you guys. So how did you guys come to come in at the right time? Did you just come in early and were surprised to see me here?
Yeah, I just came in early and surprised to see you here.
Well, you were just a few minutes early. So, but Marianne and Marcy were here right at, Marcy was actually here at 2 minutes before the hour.
It told me at 2 o'clock on the email that you sent.
On the email said 2 o'clock. And these guys said it said 2:30 or, you know.
2:30 Eastern on mine.
2:30 Eastern it said, huh, on your email. Oh boy, we'll have to look into that. Well, we're here, so I'm fine with it. And we just had a private half an hour, Marianne and Marcy and I, so whatever. Great, because I was like, why? Where is everybody? Nobody's here. And then all of a sudden, everybody's coming in. And so, all right, we'll look into that. Weird. All right, so who has questions? In the future, it can be helpful to have a confirm the date time so that glitch can be picked up on. I don't know how to do that, confirm the date time. What does that mean?
That means, hi, it's Catherine. That's
hi.
Like RSVP saying, you know, it did say sign up, it's important, but there can maybe be another way to say, what time did you, you know, it's like the McDonald's order when you go through, not that we ever do that, but... They say you want two burgers and a fry, and the person's supposed to say, you want two burgers and two fries, and they're like, no, two burgers and one fry. Like, you're supposed to keep double-checking.
Okay. I'll talk to my team about, they're supposed to do that. Like, the person that puts together the email is supposed to send a test to somebody else who then confirms that it's right. And so it sounds, though, like maybe some of the emails said the 2:30. Was it the one that came out today that said it was 2:30?
Yes.
And so maybe the one you were looking at, Marianne or Marcy, was from yesterday, and that had different times, which is horrific. Yeah. Yikes. Okay. Well, sorry about that, but you're all here, so I'm glad to see you guys. All right. So who has questions? I know Leah has a couple more. Mary has a couple more. Is anybody else? Catherine, are you the one that said to me, you RSVP'd and said you had questions about...
I'm trying to
sweet spot and all that.
Yeah, I want to know what is available so that if I'm coaching people, I can say, okay, you might do best to start with your vital program versus her sweet spot. And if I
those of you in vital, this is just a for every month we have three separate events: the Q&A, a health topic, and the kitchen. So it's a great way for people to start. It's like $19 a month, or if you pay for the whole year for like $197. And then if you pay for the whole year, you get access still to the whole library of 8 years worth of recordings of kitchen shows and health topics and all that. So that's what Vital is. Sweet Spot is specifically geared towards blood sugar. And if you have somebody who's overweight, has high blood pressure, doesn't know they have a blood sugar issue, probably does, you know, or they do have a blood sugar issue, insulin resistance, diabetes, then Sweet Spot is a good plan, good one to go to. Right. And as far as IRSPT, I think this is more for the public. So because we have a lot of people on here, if we have time at the end, I can talk to you about certification because I have some questions. But if you reach out to coaching@drritamarie.com and just write a note, and I'll have one of the like Annette or somebody get back to you because she's going to be handling getting everybody certified, and then reach out to you and see where you're at and what you need to do to get finished. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yes, how do you say your name, my dear?
Soraya.
Okay, got it.
Hi. All right. I have a couple questions regarding my recent thyroid results, test results. Can I ask you about that?
Sure, if I can, yeah.
Okay.
Remember, on these calls, I cannot diagnose and I cannot prescribe treatment.
Sure.
It's just education. So,
Sure you know that. So my main issue with my thyroid issue is that my TSH is not going up, but primarily the T3 and T4. So my antibodies are low. But
when you say low, how low are they? Zero?
Okay, so like for my TSH in January, it was 1.55. And then this, I just had it done a couple of weeks ago, and it went up to 2.51.
Okay. So.
And then the T4 in January, it was 6.1, and it went down to, this time to 5.5.
Okay.
And T3 uptake.
Yeah, about that one. What about T3, free T3? Did you get that?
Oh, free T3. That one in January it was 2.6, and this time it was 2.2.
Was it done at the same lab?
Yeah, it was at the same lab.
Okay, because sometimes there is a variation from lab to lab, I find, like LabCorp versus Quest. Okay, so it's done at the same lab. And then tell me what the antibody numbers, you said they were low, but what does that mean?
So it was the same. It's less than 1. It's less than one.
And that was which of the antibodies? Was it TPO or antithyroglobulin?
Oh, okay, sorry. The TPO, is that the TPO-AB?
Yep, TPO-AB.
Okay, so in January it was 7, and this time it's less than 9, it shows.
Okay, great. And what about, did they do antithyroglobulin?
Thyroglobulin antibodies, that was less than 1, and they were both the same.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like it's autoimmune, but something happened between January and now to cause your thyroid. Now, first of all, are you on any thyroid meds?
No.
Okay, any supplements?
Supplements, no. I was on it, but I'm not anymore.
Wait. You were, and when did you stop?
So I stopped right, 2-3 weeks before I took the current test. Okay. I was using the Apex brand, the Thyrex.
Okay. So, you were on that when you took the test back in January or not?
No, in January, that's when I found out that my thyroid was low. And then I was on Thyrex since mid-February until mid-September.
So it's gone in the wrong direction. It's gone down rather than up since then.
Like, yeah, so it's just...
Is there iodine in there?
No, I don't have, but I did do an iodine patch test myself, mm-hmm. and the iodine disappeared from my skin before the 24 hour.
Yeah, so you may have some problem with iodine, but your T3, what about free T4? Did you have that done?
Yes, is that T4 free direct? That one is... In January, it was 0.95, and this time it was 1.01.
Okay, so that went up, whereas the other stuff went down. Are you taking any hormones? Estrogen, testosterone, DHEA?
Well, I'm taking DIM because I have estrogen dominance.
Yeah, when did you start it?
That I started probably in March.
In March, okay. So that's lowering your estrogen, which would increase which would lower your amount of thyroid binding globulin, which would account for the fact that your free T4 is better, but your total T4 is worse. So that's affecting your thyroid, and it could affect, this is a little more complicated than we can do on something like
this, sure.
But it would be looking like what changed between then and now. Thyroid receptors are a big issue as well. And you may have to get your reverse T3 checked to see if there's something that's causing it there. Any inflammation in your body could do that. Any gut stuff can affect that conversion. So I will get your gut.
I have the reverse T3 serum. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay. That one in January, it was 16.7. And this time it was 9.8. So that went down.
That went down, so that's not an issue. All right. Yeah, so again, you know, right now, the kind of questions I want to ask you constitute like doing a full history on you.
Okay.
And that's not that within the scope of a call like this, but there's something going on there.
Okay. You know, like what area should I be focusing on?
I would look at your digestion. I would look at stress levels. I would look at exposures, any kind of heavy metal exposures or... any kind of viral load, those things can all affect the thyroid. Was it done at the same time of day? That's the other thing I need to ask.
Yes, first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning, yeah. Same lab. Okay, so we're gonna rule out the lab variations, right? So there may be some other nutrient imbalances. I'd have to know what all supplements you started between then and now in order to be able to see what could have caused that shift.
Okay, great. Okay? All right, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Hi, Vanessa. I see Vanessa came on. And Lynn, hi. And Jay, I said hi to Hetty and Paula. Hi, Paula and Jean. So nice to see you all. I love having these calls on Zoom now so I can see who's actually here. Yay. And Soraya, if you haven't, I don't know if you've heard about our Energy Recharge Inner Circle. We opened up registration for it the other day, but that's the kind of way that we can get really deep and do some coaching with you. So if anybody is interested, I'll put the link here. I'm going to be doing a couple of calls tomorrow and one on Saturday where you can come and I'll talk about it, answer your general questions, and then we can talk one-on-one to determine if it's a good fit for you. So let me go here and paste. Yeah. All right. Okay. And Glenn, I promise you I will call you back. I saw your message. It's just been like insane. I thought I had time yesterday and my day got taken away. So I will definitely, you know, get back with you and give you, let's get on the calendar and talk. Okay. Who else has questions? Vanessa.
Hi there.
Hi. Good to see you. I've missed you on the last couple of calls with the group.
We had a vacation a couple weeks ago. Well, I guess I was on that one. I saw you. I got my lab results back, which I'm so, so grateful that my primary over here at the clinic ran most of it, but I did not ask her to run. Let's see. There are a couple scores I wanted to ask you about, but on your list, looking back at my LDL, let's see, where is that? Okay, so my LDL and HDL in the past, I think it might have been worth testing. I didn't test it this round, but in the past, my HDL was 42 mm-hmm. and my LDL was 121.
Yeah, so they're out of balance. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't test it. Should I have?
When was the last test done?
November? Yep.
My guess is that unless you directly addressed them, that they'll probably be similar, but you certainly can if you want to.
What else would have been tied to it and give you similar insight?
That would give me a similar insight? Well, you know, HDL can be low when exercise levels are low, when omega-3 balance is low. It can be low when there's some liver inflammation, right, that can trigger it to go down. Sometimes it's familial. Sometimes we really have to really work hard. Like my husband's like that. I mean, he was in the 30s for the longest time. And finally, we just had to work really hard with him and do some fasting and do a whole bunch of other stuff with him. And I dramatically change his diet and lose weight. And he finally got it up in the 50s. So, but it took a long time, a lot of work because he has this genetic tendency to have low HDLs.
So yeah, mine were better before. They were 66 and 82.
Okay. So they've gone down. Yeah.
But yeah. like a 95 on glucose serum, would that's like, it shows up yellow on this course.
Yeah, it's high. I want it in the 80s, but sometimes people get like white coat glucose go up, you know, like white coat hypertension that you go into you've had to drive to the lab. You've had to sit in the waiting room, especially now who knows what kind of extra precautions. And then you go in and stress and just the moving around and stuff. So I'm not as concerned about that. If you've been testing your own and it's reasonable and it's more in the 80s, then I don't, it's not a big deal because it's just very different. What I have a lot of people do is I have them before you go into take your blood glucose first thing.
That's like what is that equivalent to us pricking our finger?
Yeah, yeah. Break your finger, take it first thing in the morning. When you get to the lab, take it again, mark it down, see what happens. Get your lab test, and as soon as they finish testing, you test it again, and it gives you an idea of how close your reading is to what they're getting.
Now, should this one be a concern? My fasting insulin went up.
How high?
To 13.3.
Yeah, that's definitely a concern. When do we have our next one-on-one? Are we this week or next week?
I think in August sometime.
You have another one. You're like spreading them out too much. Schedule another one soon so we can go over these labs.
Okay.
Yeah, don't, like, guess what a lot of people do is they go, oh, I'm just going to just spread these out, and then and then we don't get to actually hone in. So schedule with me. Get on my calendar. I don't have any time this Friday, but I know next week I have more time, and we can get and look at it. I can actually tell you.
Yeah, because that, and then I had some stuff on the T3 was 2.7, and the TPO was 8.
Yeah, and you just uploaded those yesterday. I saw that you uploaded them, and we'll have Mary actually is one of our people that puts in the those labs, and I'll have her put it into the blood chem so we could see the progression and see what's going on. But actually, if you get on next week, next Friday, I know you like
to have a link.
I'd have to go. Let's see. Okay. You have it in your emails, and it should be on the date. Let me see if I can find it. I don't want to put it in the chat because I don't want other people getting on my calendar that are in that program.
You can do it private.
I'll suddenly have 15 people in my calendar and go, how did they get there? But yeah, if you go on to the website, the same website where Sweet Spot is, it's the Unstoppable site. And then at the very bottom of that page, it'll show 4-month program. Click it, and then the link to get on my calendar is on that page. And it should have been in any emails that I've sent out to, reminders for the calls are there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and worst case, write to me. Just write me an email, and I'll make sure I get it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I could look at my calendar and tentatively put you in if you want that. Let's see. I don't know if you have... But I have, you like earlier, right? Not too late?
Yeah.
Your East Coast. I have like 4:15 on the 7th. If you want to do it then.
4:15.
4:15 Central. So that would be 5:15 your time.
Yeah, that's fine.
That will work? All right. Let's put that in. I'm going to just put you in then, and I'll send you a link. All right. So. Okay, so I'm going to just put in Vanessa. And I'll just put in Vanessa for now, and I'll get a link for you. And I'll put it at 4:15. There we go. All right, we're set.
Great.
Thank you. Who else?
Are you checking the raised hands or you're...
Yeah, I think, so the best way, I forgot that this has the different format. So there's a raise hand. If you were to click on participants, and at the bottom of that, or is it chat?
Actually, no, participants, you're right.
Yeah, participants. Below the list of participants, you should see options, and one of them is raise hand. And I see some hands raised. So I see Mary and Hetty. All right, and then Mary, Hetty, and Leah. All right, and the good thing is it puts them in the order that you put your hand up. So I get to go in order. So Mary, go for it. Oh, and then Simone, great.
What you just did was actually one of my questions. I was wondering if we could, can we submit lab results?
Not on
this one.
No, you have to be in either ERC or the private coaching program.
Right. But we can ask you questions about it.
You can ask me questions about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to just quickly, because thyroid, of course, and I've had issues with hyper. I'm totally opposite, right? So I've done my stuff in June. And good news is my T4, T3 are in line. So the range is 9 to 19, and I'm like 15. And...
Wait. You're Canadian, so I don't, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So it's free T4 and free T3. I know. Actually, you know what? I did put it up on the. I should have just pulled it up from there because I did put it in the thing in the Optimal DX just to kind of look at and see what, you know, test my own stuff. So free T4, free T3 seems to be in line. I can never say that word. It's supposed to be less than 60. Mine's at 19.6. Now, the only thing is I'm still having an issue.
That's still too high. So that's within the range from what the lab says, but that, I mean, ideally that should be at least less than 10, but less than 2 is what I'm looking for. So there's definitely some antibody activity going on there with the antithyroglobulin you're talking about, right?
The thyroglobulin.
Is it antithyroglobulin or actually thyroglobulin?
Just thyroglobulin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So the antibody thyroperoxidase.
Yes.
That's less than 9.
Okay.
And it should be less than 35.
Well, it should be less than 2, ideally, but less than 10 is what I go for.
Okay. So less than 2 ideal. Yeah. But my TSH is still a problem. And I'm getting frustrated with some of my people on my team because I don't feel like everything's being taken into consideration altogether. So yeah. I'm getting really frustrated and not quite sure, you know, what to do about some of the things. Now, I wanted to mention that. So I just hope I can find this TSH. Here it is. So my TSH says it's identified as low. So it's at 0.01.
Okay.
I've even had it lower than that before.
Right.
So at least it's a little bit better. But
it's low, but are your thyroid... It's like your total T3, total T4, free T3, free T4, are they high?
No, they seem to be in range.
Yeah.
According to
and the range. Lower end of the range or the upper end of the range?
Well, if the range is 9 to 9, this is a free T4, so thyroxide free.
Yeah.
So the range is 9 to 19. I'm at 15.
So at the high end of the range. Okay.
And then the free T3, the range is 2.6, 5.8, and I'm at 4.8. Now, keep in mind, these were always at a range. I was having a lot of trouble converting the T4 to T3, and finally, I think, you know, this looks good to me. So something I've done has actually helped. I'm not sure if it's a supplement that I've been taking or what. My reverse T3, I just realized this here too, range is 8 to 25, I'm at 16.
Okay. Yeah, so when I look at those numbers, I mean, it's really hard. So these calls are not intended to go over labs. You can ask quick questions about labs, but to actually go through and understand, I need a much bigger, broader picture of what else is on it. And this is just not the appropriate place for it. But I will give you some indications is that if they haven't done thyroid stimulating antibody, I would look at that because that's an antibody that will make the thyroid hyperfunction. Antithyroglobulin will make the thyroid hyperfunction or hypo. So, you know, looking at those antibodies would be important. But for some people, they just always have a low TSH. It's not that big a deal as long as the thyroid numbers are staying within a good range and not creeping up over time. And as long as you're asymptomatic for hyperthyroid, which would mean heart palpitations, sweaty, agitated, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I don't have those symptoms. The only worst symptom that I ever had, and this was, and it corrected itself, and I'm thinking selenium might have helped along with some of the supplements that I've done, was I did have a bit of the bulging of the eye on one side. My eye, I could tell, was a bit off, but that kind of corrected itself, which is good. I figured it would probably be a bit too complicated to answer on here. But
I would just watch it and I would test regularly just to see if it's stable and the thyroid numbers are good and you're not having symptoms of either way, then I wouldn't be concerned. But if it's creeping up, that's what we always want to look for. The numbers may be in a good range, but they're creeping into the wrong range. Then we want to address it. But some people, you know, we have normal ranges. We have ideal ranges. And some people just don't read the textbook. Like your DNA doesn't read the textbook when it's creating your response. And so, So that's what we really look for. That's why I like to look at these things over time and like, you know, in a private coaching.
When you're saying regular testing, like monthly?
Oh, no, I would say I would say 2 months.
Oh, every 2 months. Okay, so that I know. Because I just did it in June, so I guess I could do it, well, in August.
Yeah, and just see if it's creeping up. And if it is creeping up, then yeah, for sure, you want to address it. If not, you just kind of monitor it, and it may not be causing any problems at all.
So what am I looking at that might be creeping up exactly?
The thyroid hormones.
Oh, all of them.
Right. If the TSH is creeping down and the hormones are creeping up, that's saying you're moving more into a state of hyper. Okay?
Right. Right. Yeah. Great.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So we're going to move to Hedy. Hedy, hi.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you and I can see you. Hi.
Hi. First of all, I have to say you look wonderful. Thank you. I don't know what you did. And you just, you're vibrant. I have a question. I put myself on a regimen, so I was wondering, you know, if I should add something or take something out. I have 3 leaky heart valves, but I had a heart attack a couple months ago.
Ooh.
And they want to put me on statin drug, and I had a density bone test, and my osteoporosis is -250 to -3. So they wanted to put me on that drug and an aspirin, and I refused it all.
Mm-hmm.
So what I started to take was hartshorn, berry, oat straw and nettle, and K2, MK7, and MK4, and magnesium.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm going to just say, you're asking questions. I can't tell you what to do. It's a very serious
condition. Yeah, no, I understand that. But I was wondering if I was on the right
line. Hawthorn berry is awesome for strengthening the heart muscle. I would look at doing an advanced lipid panel and LPA, lipoprotein little a. So tests that I would do to see how your particle sizes and all that are doing. It's possible you might need things like CoQ10, niacin, which have been shown to balance those numbers out and get you results that a statin won't necessarily do. There's a lot of downsides to being on a statin, and it doesn't necessarily clear the problem. So I would get that advanced lipid panel, lipoprotein little a. A cardiologist named Joel Kahn, K-A-H-N, just wrote a whole book on lipoprotein little a. I just got it. I haven't read it yet, but he has a lot of, you know, experience as a cardiologist who has turned to food. And he will only prescribe statins if they're absolutely necessary, but mostly he prescribes food. And he used to do all the surgeries, and he's doing way less surgeries because now he's focusing on food. So his book on LPA would be awesome. But get that tested and get the advanced lipid panel. If your doctor won't do it for you, they should, but they don't, then you want to look at runmylabs.com. That's a lab that we have an arrangement with that will run it for you as long as you're not in New York or some of the states that prohibit it, but all you have to do is travel across the border into a state that allows it. So it works. The other thing I would also look at would be, I would look at getting a calcium score. And that's basically a very low radiation test where it's like under $100. And they'll measure the amount of plaque that's in the arteries to see
if
you have a heart attack because of the level of plaque, as opposed to doing those, you know, angiograms and all that, that's very invasive. This is just, you know, basic, very, very basic CT type scan with very low radiation. We'll give you an idea of how your heart is doing. My husband was freaking out because his cholesterol was up, even though he was doing all this great stuff. And I said, you have this genetic tendency. And so what we did was he did this calcium score and he could breathe a sigh of relief because his C-reactive protein or other things you want to look at, homocysteine, look at your hemoglobin A1C and your insulin levels and look at all that plus the advanced lipid, you know, and then the cardiac, the calcium score, I think absolutely you should get. And then you can figure out what that program would be. But are you on the right track? You're doing all of those things are supportive. The things that I'm hearing that might be helpful in addition would be like CoQ10 and niacin based on the advanced lipid panel.
Okay. And I'm familiar with my labs because I just ordered the Dutch Plus test from you, and a lot of it is genetics with my family, and my A1C was 5.7 and my glucose was 75, but why what would
test your insulin? Test your insulin.
Okay.
When I hear that your glucose was so low and your A1C is so high, it says to me you're probably a hyperinsulinemic. You're making too much insulin and it's causing your glucose to wonk, but then you have big spikes during the day, and that's what's causing that A1C to be high. With a 70 on a fasting glucose, I would not expect a 5.8 on A1C. So look at your insulin. So let me refresh you, write these down, right? So you want to do an advanced lipid panel, lipoprotein little a, homocysteine, C-reactive protein, hopefully they already did those, and insulin, fasting insulin.
Okay, and what would make carbon dioxide in the blood work?
Is it low or high?
Low. I think I don't have it in front of me. It was 30, I believe.
30 is high. So 25 is, 25 to 30, 25 to 28 is the range. Below that, if it's low, you're running more acidic. If it's high, you're running more alkaline. So that's
okay.
Right. And alkaline can be that if you're having any breathing issues, if you're having you're hyperventilating, you can end up alkaline, with a high CO2.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And for those of you who don't know about it, we have registrations open right now for our ERC program, where we take people in for a whole year and help you to step by step by step go through all this. You're assigned a private coach, you're assigned a group of coaches. You get to ask me questions. I get to put them on the screen and help you with your stuff. So if you're interested in learning more, there's a link I just put in. I'll put it in again. I'm going to be getting on with, a few people who are interested and talking about it. And then I'll talk to you privately about it to see if it's something for you. Okay. I just put it in again. So I'd love to chat with you to see if that's something that we can support you through. Okay.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Rita Marie.
You're very welcome. Who else has questions? Let's see. We have, I got Hetty. Leah.
I'm back. Apologies. Okay, Dr. Rita Marie, you know many of the things I've done because of the programs I've been in, but an immunologist, which is why I'm asking you, who said that if it is autoimmune gastritis, I'm just going to have to manage it for the rest of my life. So to give you an example, I just added in lemon juice and garlic into an artichoke dressing, had it, and basically it's done. And I've now been only able to liquidize some things to eat for the past 5 days. I've been that much pain. It's like, I don't know whether it's diverticulitis or it's just the whole of
my
left.
Is it up high? Is it up on the left-hand side, slightly under your rib?
No,
it's
lower, and actually it pushes against like my hip bone. That's where.
So that may not be gastritis. It may be an inflamed gut, and it could be a Crohn's type of thing, which is also autoimmune or ulcerative colitis. So there are ways to test for this stuff, right? So if it's an autoimmune gastritis, that means usually it's intrinsic factor or parietal cell antibodies.
Yeah.
Those can be tested via Cyrex Labs, or in general, I don't know if Cyrex works over in England, but can be definitely tested for. The Cyrex test has an array 6 test or five, array 5. It will test for a multitude, like 40 different autoimmune kind of antibodies, right? So you can see if there's an antibody thing. My belief is that autoimmune conditions can reverse themselves, and it's basically a two-prong approach. One is to get rid of the root cause. And the second is to address the damage that having had that problem and healing from the problem that it caused. So root cause is healing leaky gut, identifying heavy metals or viruses or other physiologic stressors, identifying stress, so your cortisol levels and all that as well. And then and addressing all of those things, right? And you can clean it up. You can definitely, I've seen autoimmune diseases reverse. Lupus, I've seen Sjogren's, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, Hashimoto's. I have worked with people who have reversed those conditions. people say, some of the medicals say, oh yeah, but it doesn't mean it's really reversed, because it comes back if you go back and do the same things again. I'm like, yeah, if you have a headache because you've been banging yourself against the wall and you stop banging yourself against the wall and your headache goes away, does that mean your headache isn't cleared? Because if you go back and hit your head against the wall, it's going to come back, right? That's the way we have to look at the body. If you've got this imbalance and this stressor on the body and you're taking it away, you can't put it back in there. People with autoimmune tendencies and the genetic tendencies, you know, as well. I don't know if you've looked at your genetics. So you have the HLAs and CTLAs, and there's a whole bunch of them.
But I think because what I'm, and you know that it takes like one drop of adenosyl B12 and it, my body responds. It's amazing. But at the same time, you know, I've taken the DGL, I've taken marshmallow, I tried cabbage leaf. I had 4 cabbage leaves in boiled water the other day just to make a soup, thinking that I'll be.
Yeah.
I actually felt like I'd been poisoned in my brain for 2 days. That's the folate again, because obviously I've got. So I do, I know what's going. So I just wondered.
You gotta get that.
I don't seem to be able to. I don't know. I'm waiting for my 23andMe, but basically, I just wondered if you would say, realistically, if I have a liquidized diet, I don't mind. I'll do anything. You said eat cardboard. I would eat cardboard. You know, I know.
Right. Exactly. But,
you know, if you said I have to do it for a month, I would do it for a month.
I would say a combination of fasting and a liquidized diet, finding the things that actually work for a good month to allow it to heal. You can also be doing during that time the DGL or slippery elm if that, you know, provides temporary plantain, other demulcent type things that can actually restore it, restore the integrity and heal it. Would be super important. Vitamin B1 is super important for healing gut inflammation. You have to go slowly. Most people, you know, some people can just jump right in. Full dose to heal the gut, 150 milligrams 3 times a day.
Really?
Yeah. And the best form of it is not necessarily the best for everybody, but what I've seen to be a most effective form is the benfotamine. I never can say that word properly. But I'm spelling it wrong. It's like, it looks like benzothiamine. Thiamine is B1. But let me look it up. Say Seeking Health has it.
Okay. And did you say 150 milligrams?
Three times a day. But don't start there.
Start by
opening up one of the capsules and taking a little pinch.
Yeah, right. I took 50 milligrams, just one lot of 50 milligrams the other day, because I know it's part of what is low. And again, it gave me a headache. So I've obviously...
You're going to have to go really slow. Yeah. Go really, really slow with it. And maybe just... I had one person who got great results by taking one B vitamin capsule, opening it up into a tincture bottle, filling it with water and shaking it up, and then taking a couple of drops a day. Right. And she got results. So everybody's a little different in how they respond. NAC can be helpful for healing the gut lining, and acetylcysteine. Yep. It makes glutathione. You're probably not a person that can take glutathione. You're too sensitive. And yeah.
And so, glutathione is low. I know that on my GI 360.
It probably is low, but you have to be careful. But you also have to look at that's where the genes come in. Because if you also have some of the sulfur pathway imbalances and you take glutathione and the extra sulfur compounds back up into those, so you're going to have extra sulfites and sulfates, you're going to get the headaches and the achiness and all that other garbage you don't want.
Interestingly, I took molybdenum. I literally only took it for 3 days, and again it was like one drop at a time, and I could take sulfur again. So I know my body is very clever. I know it's very responsive, so I have no issue with that. But I just seem to be, there's a blocked pathway that I just can't get.
There's a blocked pathway that you haven't identified yet.
But other than the DGL and the marshmallow, because I can't take slippery elm because it's cross molecular mimicry with on AAP, and I just I can't do ashwagandha or any of those things, because and nightshades, I just can't touch them. They give me
plantain. Yeah, so marshmallow, plantain. Plantain's great if you can find it fresh, which is easy. Just look for how to identify it and make sure that you look at what poisonous things might look similar, so you avoid those. And it's always very acutely aware to your area, but or just by plantain root. But plantain, you know, leaf is easy to find.
I don't think you get it in the UK. I know it from the Caribbean when I used to work, but I don't think I'll have to try and maybe I can find a somewhere. But okay. But
marshmallow and NDGL and the NAC and the B1 and play with all those and see if you can find that combination that works for you.
And is there an amount of DGL? Because it says on the tub that I've got, I don't think it's thorn, it's one of those, and it says 1/4 teaspoon. So of course I took I've been taking 1/4 teaspoon. I thought, oh, this is not going to do it. And I took literally 1/2 teaspoon, again, headache. So is that very powerful, DGL?
DGL is powerful. And I've had people take 1 teaspoon 3 times a day, like, you know, and not had a problem. So I used to take it by the spoonful and put it in. Actually, I did straight licorice root. It wasn't even deglycerizinated. I can't do that anymore because I found that my blood pressure will go up from it. But I've actually made candies from it. You know, I mix it with some ashwagandha, which you can't take. But so, you know, you find that sweet spot for you, right? 1/4 didn't hurt. The 1/2 was. So play with it a little bit and find that spot before you get a symptom that causes. Because the more exposure the tissues get to it, the easier it's going to be to heal. And with slippery elm, you're not necessarily going to get an immediate response. When they've done studies with it and they compared it to like Prilosec or other ulcer medications, the Prilosec would obviously give immediate relief, but over the course of weeks, it was healing and you're not seeing it healing the gut.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered, as I said, because I even tried mushrooms. I can't even take mushrooms. So, and I wondered, are cordyceps, I know they're mushrooms, but are they any different? Do they respond differently to?
When you say you can take mushrooms, are you talking like whole mushrooms or are you talking mushroom extracts?
Well, we get dried form here and then you can soak them and then put them into, again, soups and whatever. Yeah,
so try cordyceps extract. Try reishi extract.
Okay.
Okay, and see, because the active constituents tend to come out in the water processing of it, and see if that makes a difference. And again, try tiny, tiny bits. Just buy a little bit. Try a little bit. Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking to try and bring down that inflammation. I'm trying to bring down inflammation, which is what it feels like, and heal the gut and heal the linings.
Yeah. And cordyceps isn't very specific to the gut. I think if you were to go with, is it lion's mane? There's a few others. Research the different ones and see if you can get the extract form and try it that way. Even if it's a tincture, you know, they do come in tinctures as well. But you can get powdered extract or tincture.
And of course, D is really important. And we went for a low of D's and my D's always low. So D is important.
So you're going to just have to take a lot more than the average person, right? You probably have the SNPs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Simone, you're next. Hi, Simone. Whoops. Let's unmute you. Can you unmute yourself? Oh, let me see if I can. Okay. You're unmuted. I gotcha.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah. Well,
everybody has sparked questions for me. I mean, I had a couple things, but okay. Do you know, I believe I pre-purchased a book from you ages ago on Amazon, and I don't know if it was Unstoppable Health. Yep. Would that have been the book that you?
I ordered it. I offered that 4 years ago on pre-purchase, and just check with Amazon. It should show up on your Kindle. It's not a physical book. It's a Kindle.
Oh, okay. Because
you ordered it for 99¢. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I see you have a hard copy there.
Yeah, I have this. You can order that on Amazon now too. It's more than 99¢ because obviously it costs more to print it, but I think it's only $8.99. But yeah, that's my Unstoppable Health. But you have it on your Kindle. If you don't have a Kindle, you can do it on a Kindle app for the iPhone or the iPad, or you can do it. They have an app for the computer. So just go to your Amazon account and find it and you'll have it.
I don't really. I like things in my hand. Not,
I'll go to Amazon and order it.
not electronic stuff. Is that a lot of what you teach in your, like, I've been to Shine a number of times. I just did this past weekend.
Yeah. The book is a novel. The book is a story, and I took a person that was kind of a composite of a lot of the people that I've seen in practice over the last 30 years and the kinds of problems they have, the kinds of, you know, mental, emotional block things that they have to getting healthy. And we made a story. And the thing that people tell me is that they can't put it down because they want to know what happens next. Whereas you get an, if this was just so like, oh, and then your thyroid does this, and then you should do that. You go, oh, that's interesting. You put it down and then you may not come back to it ever. Or you'll say, oh, I'll get back to it less. But this is a story. So if you've ever gotten hooked on a novel where you want to know what happens to the main person, you just keep reading and you're learning a tremendous amount as you go through.
Yeah.
I mean, you may not if you've been to all my classes like that, but it's an awesome thing for you to read and then think about all those people in your life who don't want to listen to you when you want to offer them advice and you let them read the book. And it just opens up their eyes. Well, oh, I'm like her. Oh, vitamin D. I wonder if I have a vitamin. I wonder if that's causing my depression. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
I do. You know, especially with family and people that are close to you who really will hear it from someone else instead of you.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, we have one of our coaches who works in our ERC program, and she's coming back and doing it again. She has a husband who recently got diagnosed with something, and she asked questions for me. She even came on one of our calls and asked questions, and he was like, he came to the weekend and he signed up for ERC. So he's going to learn it from us rather than from her. And
oh,
she,
yeah.
Yep. It's, I'm like, yeah, I'm not talking to you anymore. You know, because it's much easier to say, no, you're crazy to your partner, your child, your kid, right? That says something. My parents I was just their little kid. I wasn't, you know, they weren't going to listen to me.
Yes. I've been there, done that. Yes, I understand.
Yeah. So. Well, that's why the book works that well. A lot of people buy it and give it to their relatives to read.
Okay. Well, I'll probably revisit the Kindle version, and then if I feel like I get so many books and
that's why I do everything on Kindle these days, because I do not have literally any more wall space where I could put a bookcase or a shelf, and I don't. Here. So everything I order is on digital now.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I still like the physical thing in my hands. But anyway, and I like to avoid the devices, you know, because of the eyes, because of...
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for physical books. I mean, there really is, right? Yeah. So,
wasn't that great that Christy, the author of Genetic Modification with the Macular Degeneration and the LDLs and the eye, I mean, LEDs.
LEDs, yeah.
Screens and our eyes. And I was so glad I had two wild type genes in that section anyway.
I haven't looked at mine yet, but I'm going to go look back at mine. That's at the end of the report. It's like the second to the last page, I think, of the report.
Yes, it is. Yeah. That was really wonderful. The weekend was great. And, you know, I love Shine. And it's like so jam-packed, and so it was great because it was really a review for me, and it was like slowed down a little bit. I could understand why you need to use the Muse. I was thinking about this when I was meditating this morning, or supposedly meditating, because I imagine your brain is firing all the time on a zillion.
You don't want to be inside my head. It goes so fast, and I see one thing, I'm trying to focus on one thing, and I see something else. Not that I have ADD, but I see something, and I see like my brain like fires on all the connections.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, and at this and that, and people are like, I lost you. So it is a little crazy in there. And yes, meditation has helped. And yes, I have a lot of those genes that predispose me to high anxiety and all that, but meditation and heart math have helped to keep me down. Right.
Yeah,
but there's just so slow that I can speak, and beyond that, my physical mouth won't do it.
Yeah. Well, for me, but like repeating, you know, doing this weekend really, really, really helped, and it was stepped down a little bit. So I mean, I felt like I was really, really getting things, and I really took the time to like fill out some of those forms, those assessments, and, you know, like seeing where I am and, you know, filling out the genetic stuff, because there really wasn't time for that during Shine. But
no, there wasn't. It wasn't intended to, I mean, it was intended to introduce it, but then go from there. And we're going to do, my husband said to me, don't you think you should do more of these online things where you just take a topic and teach, like not like all over the place, but just a topic and teach. And that, you know, we bring people in and they get like, or even lab. I don't know if you guys would be interested in that, but he said, we have a day where I teach step by step how to read your own lab, that you can be going through it and figuring it out.
Yeah.
We do it in ERC. We do it where we have 2 days where I actually go, I teach what's in there, and then I go through each person that comes to the calls. So by the end of the day, I've done 10 or 12 lab analyses on the fly, stuff I haven't seen before. So I have, unfortunately, I have the brain that goes fast like that. But it's, you know, if that's something you guys would be interested in, like here's your step-by-step how to do it. You know, it'll be a little more costly than the Shine Online, just because it's going to take more to put together. But, or that this one that I just did. But
yeah.
So
it's me. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, it's amazing all the clues that are in all that information.
It's all there. It's all there. It's really just, you have to know how to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, you can make a plan instead of, you know, just following somebody's protocol that, you know, may or may not
work for you. Yeah. Right. And you know, the thing about it is that, knowing how to do it, even if you're not like a practitioner and you're going to learn how to teach other people or read other people's labs, but then when you go to your doctor or go have your annual thing, you're intelligently talking to them like, what do you mean that's okay? My AST has been going up every year. That's related to my liver. It's still in the normal range, but what happens when it's not? And what can we be doing now to prevent that from happening? So it gives you the intelligence to be able to just, you know, understand and talk to the doctors. And we've got a lot of folks that fire their doctors, or whose doctors fire them when they go in and they start asking questions and they don't want to know. So
I get such pushback, you know, when I go for the yearly wellness checkup and, you know, ask for things and, you know, like, well, that's not going to work. There's nothing to warrant it. Your levels are, no, they're not normal. I mean, they may be average, but they're not optimal. And yeah, it's very frustrating for me. And yeah, I probably do need to look elsewhere.
You know, I stopped going for those. The last time I went to a doctor for anything other than my broken arm 5 years ago was in 2001, and I like, they know way less than I do. Mm-hmm. I can handle it myself and I'm not sick. And the reason I went then was because I actually got bronchitis from ignoring the early symptoms. And it was right after 9/11. And I was in a, you know, low state, homeschooling my kids, husband out of town all the time, trying to run my business too. And I just, you know, it was the last time I got sick, really. I mean, really, because I then said, okay, self-care is important. I have to do this myself. But I realized that there was nothing they could give me. There was nothing they could offer me. So that's the last time. And I went in when I had my broken arm. I had to have surgery on it 6 years ago. I don't know when, 6 years ago, probably now. And I haven't seen an MD since then.
Yeah, emergency medicine is okay, but it's
critical, yeah.
Yeah, not the other.
I tried to do that one on my own. I tried to ignore it and say it's just sprained and I'm going to keep opening it up. And I found out I didn't just have a broken bone. I had a displaced bone and it was completely in the wrong place and it had to be surgically put back. And my elbow had to be reconstructed and tendons repaired. And, you know, so yeah, this natural stuff works to support you in healing from traumatic injury. But when something is traumatically moved out of position, you know, you need that emergency care. Absolutely. Sure. So for it's sure. Marriage. Anyway, yeah. Did you have specific questions?
I do. Let's see. So did you say benfotiamine was for healing the gut?
It's used for healing the gut. I mean, it's used for a lot of other stuff, B1.
Blood sugar stuff.
Yep, blood sugar for sure. But yes, it definitely is. But it's at that higher dose of like 153 times a day.
Yeah, and I think for blood sugar, it's getting close to that, like for balancing that. Okay, and plantain leaves, you can just like, I could put them in my smoothie in the morning.
Yeah,
well, absolutely. I let that grow all over the
place. Yeah, yeah, put them in your smoothie for sure. Great demulcent and other things for healing the inside.
Okay.
And you can use it for poultices, for healing, you know, outside external wounds and things like that. Plantain's awesome.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, I did get, this is one of the other things I requested when I went for my wellness check, the lipoprotein A. And of course, I asked for A and B, and they only did B. And I'm like, no, I need A also. And my lipoprotein A just says less than 10.
So if it wasn't elevated, you're good. Yeah, it's when it's elevated that sometimes, you know, folks who are doing all the best things they can and they're still having some lipid abnormalities happening, it's oftentimes a genetic, and that is genetic, and there are things you can do about it, but, you know, yours is fine at less than 10.
And then the lipoprotein B was 89. And
know the range, because those are, you know, I have a lot of things memorized, a lot of the ranges of things that I use all the time, but the unusual, the deeper tests, I have no idea what the range is. So I need to know what the range would be to
say. Well, it said it should be less than 90. So that's
89.
Yeah.
You need to do the full lipid panel, the full advanced lipid panel, to look at particle sizes.
Okay. And
you need C-reactive protein, homocysteine to really get a good picture of that as well.
Yeah, I managed to get both of those, and I could tell you what they are.
Yeah, do the advanced, we don't have time for going through all that, but the advanced lipid panel, do an advanced lipid panel.
Okay, which brings me to, she's not going to go for that, because she's going to say, there's nothing wrong with you, so.
Go to runmylabs.com. That's Alan Hopkins' site, and he'll run it for you.
Okay.
You know, so you get as much as you can done through your medical standbys, and if it's covered by insurance, great. And if it's not, then go to runmylabs.com.
Well, I'm in Maryland, but I live 4 miles from Pennsylvania.
Maryland is so small that you can get to any, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or drive from all the surrounding states. So yeah, Pennsylvania you can do it in.
I'm like 7 miles from the lab in PA. Now, however, do I, like, okay, so I go there, I have to give, so I get that prescription or whatever you call it, lab requisition form. And I go there, do I have to, like, say I live in Pennsylvania? Because they're going to want...
They don't ask.
Oh, they don't.
No.
Well, what about getting results? Do I just have them sent? Where do I have them?
They don't send it by mail. They send it by email.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Email. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. I think.
All right. So we're going to move on to another one because we're going to run out of time. I don't want to run out of time. But thank you, Simone. I got to check my calendar to make sure I'm okay because...
They could go till 4.
This was it was set at the wrong time. Yeah, on my calendar it says 1 to 2:30 instead of okay. So I'm gonna just let my the next attempt was with Kia. So
thank you.
Okay. All right, who's next? Let's see, I gotta put Simone down. Soraya and then Mary, and then we'll call it an end. Okay, Soraya.
Hi, I just had a question regarding my finger ridges. My fingers, they have these ridges going like vertically.
Mm-hmm. And I had read that that could be a zinc deficiency issue. I had my SpectraCell done in January, and that showed that it's, fine.
It could be protein. It could be other minerals, but it could also be protein.
Oh, okay.
But look at your blood labs and look at your things like BUN and protein and albumin and globulin. And if those tend towards being low or even sometimes high, indicates that there's a protein malabsorption.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Stomach acid, low stomach acid. Yeah.
Oh, I do have low stomach acid, but I do take digestive enzyme though.
Digestive enzymes don't fix low stomach acid. Those digestive enzymes fix pancreatic insufficiency, but they don't affect the blood sugar.
I take HCL and that too. Does that help?
Continue. It can. Yeah. But here's the thing. We always want to address the underlying cause and the manifestation. So if you have low stomach acid, the question is why? Zinc deficiency can cause it. And your body won't be able to absorb zinc, and make stomach acid. But, you want to try something like bitters, which will stimulate. As long as your zinc is okay, take some bitters with each meal. My favorite's Herbalist and Alchemist or Guts and Glory. They have really good bitters. And you take those bitters with your meal, and that helps your body stimulate all those digestive juices. And then as long as you have the raw materials to make the HCL, you should be able to make it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Last but not least is Mary. Mary, let's unmute you. Oops.
Hi there. Sorry, I was talking. I forgot I was muted. Okay, really quick question. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with Dr. Nisha, who talks about metabolic health. And so I got her on. I managed to get her on to ask a couple of to look over some of my health stuff. She came up with a bunch of stuff.
What's her name? Dr. Nisha?
Yeah, Dr. Nisha.
I don't know her. Okay.
She might be somebody you might be interested in interviewing one day. She's quite lovely. So she gave a recommendation, and I read her book. And so I know she's very pro organ meat, which I can't even think about eating. I don't even eat meat, period, let alone eating organ meat. So I said, I'm not willing to really eat organ meat, but if they're I don't know, if it was a supplementation or something like that. But what is out there that would replace organ meat nutritionally, so I don't have to have the organ meat, and so I can have something else instead that will have the
same. It depends on what organ, right? Are you talking liver? Are you talking thyroid organ? I mean, what are you talking when you say organ, kidneys? So there's different nutrients. If you're talking liver, the liver is the storehouse of all of our nutrients. So it could be A, it could be E, it could be D, there's a lot of things that get stored. So
are you asking
what
me
it means by organ meat?
This is the one she's recommending, a product called where did it go? It just went away. It's Paleo Valley Grass, which has beef organ. It's grass-fed organ complex. Grass-fed beef, liver, heart, and kidney. And it's like a supplement that you could take. It's on Amazon, grass-fed organ complex.
So you want to look at any kind of product like that, you want to look at their nutrient breakdown of what's in it, right? So if you're having trouble with your heart muscle, a hawthorn berry helps to strengthen it, but also there may be some specific, there's always going to be some specific nutrients in a specific area, a specific part of the body. So that's not an area I've done any research in at all, because I just don't do organ meats.
Me neither. Right. Yeah. And there's that other one.
If she has a book, how does she explain the need for it?
Right. Well, she does.
Because there's a lot of folks who don't explain it. They just say you have to eat this, but they don't explain why, and they don't explain the mechanism. I always want to know the mechanism, because that way I can, if I know the mechanism and what they're trying to accomplish with it, I can look at alternative ways to do it.
Well, she's looking at it. She thinks my body needs more nutrition, nutrients, nourishment, right? So I think that was part of it. To be honest, I haven't. I've been sort of procrastinating listening to her information that she's left, because my headset wasn't there to listen to what she had to say
about stuff. But, I mean, you have to look at that. There are some people who will do better if they introduce some animal products. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Now, what exactly, like, you know, cod liver oil, right? It has a lot of vitamin A, it has a lot of vitamin D. The issue with eating organs from an animal, first of all, you better make sure it's organic and grass-fed and all that, because otherwise you're getting the concentration of all of the toxins that that animal's eaten throughout its life. Liver, you know, it's this sewage.
Exactly.
Right? So, I would look at what does she say she's trying to accomplish with doing that? Because a lot of people just have this dogma. Same thing that happens in the plant-based community. You can't eat any meat and you can be hungry and be healthy. And then there's the other, you can't be healthy without meat. Well, I've been 35 years without any meat.
That's it.
Right. You know, and I'm very, perfectly
healthy. She's very anti-vegan.
There's a lot of folks who are. And a lot of it is just, it's just dogma. It's just prejudice. They see, if it's a practitioner, they'll see a lot of unhealthy vegans in their practice. And quite frankly, Cheetos and Dr. Pepper are part of a vegan diet if you want it to be, but not a whole foods, you know, high, whatever, nutrient dense. So it's really finding what's right for you. And if you need to eat certain, you know, animal products to be healthy, by all means do it. You know, I'm not saying not to, but you want to make sure it's really clean. Say you have to, there may be some people that do better on it. Absolutely. Right.
Right. Yeah. I just wanted to know if there's anything that would replace the nutrients in those that I don't have to take that supplement and have something that's like plant-based
stuff and see what she's trying to accomplish with it. What I find is things that are really nutrient dense that replace a lot of things that people say you have to have meat for, like bone broth, right? You can make a great bone broth equivalent with mushrooms and sea vegetables and lots of other vegetables simmered and extracting all that out, right? So there's a lot of ways to do that. There's the precursors to collagen. People get the impression you have to eat collagen to have strong collagen, but your body has to break it down and then rebuild it. Like, you can't eat collagen and have it go and repair your tissue. People think, oh, you're eating collagen and therefore it's going to repair your leaky gut. No, it has to be broken down into its constituent nutrients, remade into collagen, and then put in the right places.
Right.
So that's my feeling about it.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Welcome. Yeah, it's a great question. You know, and I try not to be dogmatic. I've been plant-based for myself for 35 years. Works beautifully for me. I know folks who have trouble. They have trouble with oxalates, or they have trouble with other plant constituents, and they do better, at least temporarily, with the addition of meat, or they can't extract the proteins out of the plants because their stomach acid is so low and they need a whole lot more protein than they can possibly get with plants, and they do better with meat, you know? Right. Not everybody does beautifully on a plant-based diet, and certainly not everybody does well on a meat-based diet. But the balance of a low glycemic whole foods plant-based base with whatever amount of animal food you need, whether it's, you know, clean deep sea fish or organically raised, pastured, et cetera, animal flesh would work. And if I got to a point where I couldn't get what I needed and I was sick and I, you know, I would like research it to death before I would do it, but I would certainly, my goal for what I eat is how I feel and how my health is. So I would do it and need what I needed to do. And like Leah said, eat cardboard if need be, you know, whatever it takes, or not eat. For me, it's like, okay, I turned to fasting because not eating helps to repair things much quicker than continuing to eat. Not everybody does well on a fast, and some of that is genetic and some of that is detox pathways.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, what's your thought on the blood type? Because I'm a type A, which is very, you know, plant-based. So
right.
Talk about that. But
I think, again, I hate diets that are dogmatic. This is it for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. So I turn away from that, but there's a lot of good things when you look at what does that type A, what does type A, that's part of it, right? It's certainly,
I was going to say, does it play a part? Yeah.
Can play a part, just like, you know, your genes for COMT and, you know, MTHFR and all the other genes can play a part. Your blood type can play a part as well. And what I've seen in people is I see that people who are type O do not do well on 100% plant-based for long periods of time, or they crave meat. You know, they may not do well because they need certain things, but it's, I think it's just part, and it's all part of personalizing your health and nutrition plan. And I want to look at all those pieces. If you were at the event, well, you were, well, no, you weren't there Sunday when I talked about the, how do you know, do you need a low oxalate diet? Do you need a low histamine diet?
Yes.
If you try to follow all the popular diets, it's called fasting and it works to an extent, but it's not a long-term strategy. It's a short-term strategy, right? So you have to find what works best for you. Leah's a good case. I mean, she has very sensitive situation in her body where a little bit of this works, but a lot of it doesn't. And it's all just a matter of trial and error when it comes to it, but we have to do it trial and error that's intellectual, that's intelligent. Make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Genetic information has been amazing. I bought the detox book and I'm going to dive into it because there's a couple of things where she's identified gene things like ashwagandha. Can't do it. Apparently it's got something to do with my gene. And believe it or not, she told me about green tea. So here I am, you know, overdosing on green tea and my body doesn't even detoxify it.
Yep.
You know, yep. So here we have my naturopath who's like, okay, you need this, 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 and that. Green tea being one of them, and me constantly saying, "Gee, sure." Like I didn't say you sure at the time. I was like, "Well, before you give me all these supplements, don't you want to kind of know a little bit more? Don't you want to know about my genetics? I did my 23andMe, and it was like they didn't even look at it. You know?
Yeah, it's a lot. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time, and you know that's the kind of time I spend. Those of you who are in the 4 month, you know, the thing with me where I meet with you one-on-one, I would spend 3 hours meeting, going through all your stuff before sitting down with you. You may not realize that, but I've got all the little labs that you've given me and I'm sitting there for 3 hours, like really sorting it out and putting it on tables to try to figure out, you know, how can I best support you and what are the next best tests that you need? So it takes a lot. And that's why we do ERC over a whole year, is because it just takes a lot of that, right? It just takes a lot of deep dive and figuring it out and working on it, right? And some people are lucky. They have great genes and they just do a little bit of this and they do a little bit of that and they're doing great. And other people have to find those little pieces where it's not quite up to speed. Yeah. Thank you. Well, I'm going to go and move on with the rest of my day, which goes until like 9 o'clock tonight. And so I'll take the next, well, I don't have it anymore. I have to go on to the next call because I'm 15 minutes late for my next call because this was, so I apologize if there was a glitch in that, and we'll make sure that we get that taken care of for next time and that it gets properly, properly tested before it goes out. So I thank you guys. And this is nice having this kind of a call for instead of just the hearing, right? I really like it to be able to see you and to interact and know who's here. So thank you so much for being here. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. Oh, I just put the link in again. If anybody's interested in talking more about how we can support you, whether it is through ERC or another program, I'm going to be on tomorrow and Saturday. And if you click that link, you can get in and there'll be a small group of people together. And I'll talk to you. And then I've got somebody who will help us break up into rooms. And, you know, I'll actually talk to you one-on-one if you think it's something you want to go further with and know more about. So thank you. Thank you. Bye. I'll open up your line so you can say 1, 2, 3. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Talk soon.
Bye. Bye.